Public Works Committee, Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. It's 5:30. In the absence of Chairperson Green, I'll take nominations for Chairperson for this evening.
Move to nominate President Rafter. Second.
Any other nominations?
I nominate. No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Item number one. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Yes.
Second.
Agenda adopted. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the June 12, 2019 meeting?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number three, public appearances. There is no one from the public in attendance this evening. We'll move on to item number four, discussion action regarding compliance management operations and maintenance CMOM report discussion. Mr. G.
The village owns and operates a sanitary sewer collection system. The collection system conveys wastewater from the village to new water where it's treated. The collection system includes, roughly speaking, 61 miles of sanitary sewer, two lift stations, and countless manholes. On a yearly basis, DNR requires an annual report to summarize the inspection and maintenance activities completed the year before. The report includes the inspection and maintenance activities that were completed, goals for that year, future planning efforts, and a resolution indicating that the village board has reviewed and approves the completed report. I do have the report up in front of us on the screen. I'm going to jump around a little bit. I'm not going to touch on every question, but I want to go through what we had inspected and maintained in 2018, goals for that year, future planning efforts the years ahead, and we can quickly look at the resolution. Section right here at the bottom of the page. Let's see if I can zoom in. Oh, that's the wrong way. Here we go. Operation maintenance. So on a yearly basis, in the summer, mainly in the summer, we try to clean at least 33% of our sanitary sewer system. Last year, we had focused on the north side of town. We started at the north end and worked south. Roughly speaking, we had cleaned 33% of the system. In the process of that cleaning, we had. I don't know how much you know of how we go about cleaning our system, but we have a back truck.
Oh.
And we have roughly 600 feet of holes. And typically, your manhole spacing is roughly 400 to 500 feet. We send that hose into the line, and with the pressurized water, we clean out that sanitary sewer. In the event that we hit a rut, we'll cut it out.
You have to pull the hose and send in something else? A cutter, or is there a cutter on the...
The water itself is under considerable pressure.
Oh,
that would cut it out, move it out. But if need be, yeah, we'll hire... When we go out and televise... And that's part of the inspection and maintenance activities. If there's a deposit in there that we can't get out, say a rut, when we televise it, they have that equipment to cut it out.
That's just jetting, right?
Yeah, we jet it. Yes. Yep.
So a back truck, there's no vacuuming, right? It's all
no
jetting and pushes it through farther down the line?
Yes, it will vac. It will suck out if need be. If you find a deposit in a manhole or if there's a plug pipe, we can jet it. We jet it from one end and suck from the other. And I really need to get out there and watch this operation. I haven't...
So is there like a holding tank on the truck?
Yes.
Also
yes.
A tank of water?
Or yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Last year... We had televised, roughly speaking, 3,700 feet of sanitary sewer. And we do have a map, and we kind of rotate through the village. And we try to, within 3 to 4 years, we do our best to televise all of the sanitary sewer.
Is that a standard and common for a lot of communities, or so we're at least with the game, if not a little bit ahead of it?
Probably. We're following the DNR mandates requirements. Yep. Manhole inspection. When we're out there jetting the sewer system, we're inspecting manholes on a yearly basis. We clean the lift stations, the wet wells, clean out the grease that accumulates in those wet wells. We do have a budget for the rehabilitation of manholes that includes covers, removal and replacement of old covers with pick hole openings that aren't sealed, that aren't watertight, with watertight covers. We look at the adjustment rings between the cover and the structure itself. The concrete ring rings deteriorate over time with salt usage and traffic pounding. And we'll replace those as well to make sure that our structures are watertight. We want to do our best to limit the amount of what we call INI, inflow and infiltration, into our system. We don't want to be sending clear water to the wastewater treatment plant. It's an additional cost that we want to try to avoid. And it can overwhelm our sewer system. Mainline rehabilitation. Last year, we had slip line, roughly speaking, 218 feet of sanitary sewer just north of Marine Street. I don't know any of that frontage road down along the river, but north of Marine, between that frontage road and Riverside Drive, it was a fall project that we had bid with the sidewalk project, along with the RFB we installed there. And when we're aware of a basement backup, we get involved. There's a process that we follow. It starts with the property owner. They have a backup. They give us a call. We'll go out and inspect the mainline sanitary sewer to make sure that there isn't any blockage. If there isn't, they need to call somebody to go over there and jet their private line. That also includes, if need be, to televise it after they clean it. If there's still an issue with their line, then they're required to televise it. And if we determine that the defect, if it's a structural defect in the road right away, then we get involved and we do assist. If the defect, the structural defect, is found in the road right away, then the village pays for that repair. The homeowner is responsible for the overall maintenance of that line from their home to the sanitary sewer.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
I was going to ask about that. It said zero basement backups. I thought I had heard of a couple, or was that in 2019?
That was in 2019. All right, I'm going to skip to section of this report.
Sean?
Yeah.
They say total actual amount of precipitation last year in inches. That's rain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So not including snow.
You know what? That would include snow.
That would, yeah.
Yep.
Do they measure that differently then?
Yeah. Yep. We go right to weather underground, is it?
Okay.
They give you precipitation per month. Okay. And I do keep track of that. We have to record that.
Yeah. So there must be some conversion.
There must be.
Because at certain temperatures, you know, 1 inch of rain is...
Right. Yeah, because we had...
Put your shovel in.
50 inches really snow. It's winter,
didn't it? Well, this is for 2018. Yeah. But we... 2018, we had a huge snowfall event, too.
Yeah,
it would have been a heavy, wet rain.
But that'll probably come down to 2 inches of what they're calling it here.
Okay.
I'm going to jump over to our page number down there. Last year's goals under 1.3. I'll bring it up.
Page
year. We had the following goals last year, and for the most part, the goals remain constant. They're the same for every year. A goal of ours was to continue to remove and replace defective sanitary sewer. We achieved that through the slip lining of the Marine Street sanitary sewer. In addition, we started the design of this year's street, the utility reconstruct project. The project this year, I don't know off the top of my head how many feet of sanitary sewer that we're relaying or removing and replacing, but it's probably I'd say a couple thousand feet, so off the top of my head. Annual televising. Again, we do that on a yearly basis. Last year, we televised, roughly speaking, 3,700 feet. Should step back up here. This year, I had put it down that last year we were planning to, we're in the planning process to repair and replace that Andalusia sanitary sewer over by Dairy Queen. That will be a project this year. We have a couple projects to get out yet, and it is our intent to get that done. We're hopeful that it is also a slip lining project. Above that sewer is the overgrown area with trees, brush. We're hopeful to avoid having to go in there and cut down a bunch of trees.
Is that real near the trail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Annual sewer cleaning program. I discussed that already. Go out the jetter truck on a yearly basis. I know that this has been something that's been included in the report. I know Craig had discussed it at this committee. Consider improvements to the sewer lateral ordinance. And I haven't dug into that, but I believe that would be a reconstruct project. If we know that the homeowner's sanitary sewer is failing, that it's a cast iron pipe, clay pipe, in poor condition, that we would require them to remove and replace.
So it doesn't continue to leak or whatever?
Right.
It is a volunteer.
Is a volunteer program.
Okay.
Right now it is a volunteer program that we offer, and we did include that in this year's reconstruction project. We've had good success so far. We've got a number of people that have signed up.
So we can suggest or recommend that, yeah, your sewer line needs work, whereas all my neighbors, all yours is bad and theirs isn't, or newer, or whatever.
So we would televise that and show them?
And we do, yep.
Would we do the work?
We had bid it with the project. It was a supplemental bid item.
Okay.
Letters went out to all of the property owners, indicating that there is a volunteer program. We asked if they would be interested in those that showed interest. Jeff went in and looked at each lateral to determine pipe material and condition. And then we got back to them through another letter indicating we feel that you're based on the condition of your lateral is to cat, let's just say clay pipe in poor condition, we would recommend that it be removed and replaced. Contract provides two options of the replacement of, and the two options are you pipe burst, you dig a hole at the property line in one of the basement, and you pull a new pipe through the existing into the home. Or the other method would be open excavation right to the base of the home, but that then requires possibly cutting down trees, disruption to landscape.
Peter's hotline and everybody else.
Yeah. The pipe bursting requires that as well. But
what kind of pipe is pulled within the other pipe?
A poly pipe.
Like a flexible PVC?
High density polyethylene pipe. Mm-hmm. They put a head on it. When they pull it through that head, creates a bigger opening, breaks up that pipe, and that pipe pulls right through.
How do you pull it?
Oh, it just blows it up.
Yeah.
So it just bursts in.
With a cable.
And some kind of a...
A reel, yeah. It I've seen it attached right to a skid steer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let it run.
They don't line them anymore, do they? That's just for big ones?
We will have mainline, yeah. We haven't recently. But
these are the $1,200 to $1,500 stuff we've talked about in the past, right?
Yeah. What was it been this year? $100 a foot to open cut. $10 a foot to pipe burst to pull.
Wow.
But then the cost to cut a hole in somebody's basement is, off the top of my head, I want to say close to a couple grand, $2,000.
Really?
Well, you have to go in into somebody's basement, cut open a hole near their clean out, I believe it's near their clean out, dig down to the sanitary sewer, pull that pipe, and I don't know if they, I think that they must insert the pipe. They insert the pipe in the home, and sometimes they have to open a window and pull the pipe from outside, down the basement, through that hole, and then towards the street.
And then in the street, you need a hole.
You need a pit at the property line, yep, for the equipment.
So it kind of depends on the lawn or the property, what's
yes,
there, right?
I mean, yes.
If it's kind of plain, no trees, not even a lot of shrubs.
You may want to open excavate, yeah.
Wow.
They're, you know, both options are, the cost of both options, when done, I think it's right around $2,000 to $3,000.
And does the village absorb any of that?
No.
You know, it seems more and more people have either insurance rider or a separate policy. Would that cover that, or is that only one? I mean, there are different policies, how would you know, I guess, but
I don't think so, yeah. And I know that there are firms out there, there are insurance companies out there that will insure private lateral.
Couldn't we finance some of that for certain people? That was an option. They could have it just added to their tax.
Yeah,
that is right. One of the options that they can do.
Over a 3 year, five?
5 year.
5 year payback.
There's that one couple that changed their documents.
I remember that I was told about that.
It was a possibility.
We've discussed the possibility of working with another neighboring community to purchase a new camera. And we'll continue to look into that. The last item on this list, we talked about at the budgeting workshop. There is a sewer bottleneck on East River Drive, south of Alloway Avenue,
yep.
And I need to dig into that. And had put, I believe it was $10,000 in this year's budget to explore that and prepare a study and find out what is going on there. There are a handful of homes, two or three when we do have a large storm event, they do back up. But I have been also told that we have asked them to install backflow preventers, and they haven't. So before we dig into it, I want to know the facts. If they've been asked to put in backflow preventers and they haven't, prevent that, then...
Are those the Palmer valve type thing?
Yes.
And those are pretty cheap. I mean, if you have a system that will work in, I guess.
So this is all sanitary and
yes,
not storm.
Right.
But during big storms, just from I&I?
Yes. Yeah. I want to jump over to one more section, future planning. Near the front of the report.
Future planning. Section 4. Sanitary relays, huh?
Yes.
Yep.
And this closely follows what we have in our CIP plan, 5-year CIP plan. Or is that 10-year CIP plan? Project number one, this year we're removing and replacing sanitary sewer in Oakwood, Oakville, Summit, and Longview, St. Joseph Street as well. The cost of that is about $900,000, and that's being done this year. 2021, we're, in our CIP plan is it's a guide. It's not set in stone. It's a fluid document. We're planning to remove and replace sanitary sewer at Beaumont, Colvin, St. Mary's, Walmart, and it goes on to.
Sean?
Yeah.
For this year's?
Yep.
Should we include West St. Joseph on there?
Yes, that's a good catch. I'll include that. Yep.
That's included in the total price we're anticipating.
Yeah. You should note that.
In St. Mary's in 21, that's because they're getting a total redo there, right?
Yeah. And that will be discussed at another Public Works Committee meeting. The projects that should be reconstructed, and the streets that should be reconstructed in 2021. This fall, we'll update the CIP plan and get recommendations from you. We'll review the condition of the streets and underground infrastructure. And based on the cost that we had received this year, we're going to have to rework that CIP plan.
Then Martha is new, right? But it's new.
That's
not much,
but that should be added too.
Oh yeah.
For this year,
another one.
For 2019, it's about 65 feet of sanitary sewer.
And that home is well underway in there.
Foundation's been poured. 2023, we had put down Green, Carl, Revort, Vista, Stambaugh. 2025, we had indicated we had listed Delhi, Briar Lane. 2027, the sanitary relay included Levine, that tower, Lola,
yep.
Fairview, Brenner. 2029, Blackhawk Drive, Little Road, Bittersweet, Karen. Had included in this list the sewer that was slip line in 2018 between the frontage road and Riverside north of Marine. And then I indicated that this year we're going to be repairing the Andalusia Court sanitary sewer roughly 400 feet.
So you target all these because of the materials they're made of and our condition?
Yes. Yes.
Are all these a certain type of material?
That's hard to say. Anyway, it's something we could look up, but it's based on a known condition because we've been out there and we've televised it. We've been out there numerous times to maintain, and then through televising that, through the televising program, we've identified that this section of pipe is in poor condition. It's of this material, and it should be on the capital improvement plan to be replaced in the near future. At the end of the report, I have the resolution.
And most of these are in the middle to southern part of the village versus the northern, wherever that's worth, huh?
Well, I mean,
if we're ahead of the game up that way, or
I think so. We did some of those probably the late 90s.
Robinson Hill and up in there.
Yeah.
Plus that older pipe with PVC. So this item does require action. Before I can submit the report, I need. Where did the resolution go?
Resolution's on the back.
Three is the last page.
Before I can submit the report, I need a resolution from the board indicating that it has been reviewed and it's been approved. And we'll take this item to next week's village board meeting.
I'd like to make a motion to recommend to the board to approve this resolution with the changes that you've made on there.
So report and resolution?
Yep.
I'll second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Good job.
That's a lot of data.
Yeah. And like the last few, I think I've just seen it once, but it's all quite interesting, too, some of those.
Yeah.
Next item is just for discussion, and I'd like to give you guys an update on this year's construction projects.
Please do.
Okay. Longview Avenue, they're currently finishing the lateral work, water and sanitary sewer. And that work has been completed. I think by the end of this week, they're going to start installing storm sewer and storm inlets and then storm laterals next week. By the end of next week or the following, they're cutting in the new roadway, cutting the subgrade, putting down the base, and then pouring curb and gutter, driveways, and sidewalk. Martha Avenue, that the underground infrastructure has been in the ground since the end of May. And we had met our goal. We had a developer's agreement with the developer that they needed utilities by a certain date, by the end of June, and those have been installed and they're ready they're active and in service. So now we just need those homes built.
Have they indicated any progress on those other two lots, the one facing Webster and the one?
One has been, an additional one was sold.
Oh.
And I have not seen any plans come through on those. And we are meeting with Bill Johnson
Monday
to kind of get an update on the other lot.
Our intent is to hold off building the road until after those basements are poured.
Heavy
but
equipment,
we do have, we have in the contract, the street reconstruction contract, I think we have a date of end of August, early September. The contractors asked if they could get that work started sooner because they're going to be, the work is progressing really, really well on St. Joseph Street. Longview, Martha, utilities are in the ground. The roadway crew will be over on St. Joseph Street right now. They're pouring curb and gutter and sidewalk. The roadway crew will come back and fine grade the base, get the base ready for paving. They'll do some backfilling of that terrace area between the back of curb and sidewalk. When they're done with that, Northeast Asphalt will come in. They'll jump over to Longview then, and they'll be cutting in the roadway at Longview and putting down the base. And the concrete guy will come in and do curb and gutter, aprons, and sidewalk. But at that point, their hope is to jump over to Martha, and then they'd be out of town. They'd be done.
Well,
the general's excavating contractor would be done. They would hope not to have to come back at a later date because that's another mold, another expense for them. So we're hoping to get some more information from Bill on Monday, and I'll do my best to hold that guy, the general, to what we had in the contract. But if their plans aren't to build another house this year, then I think I would allow the contractor to go in and build the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
Work with them to do that.
And would they be liable for any damage to the roadway after that time?
No. They have to provide us a warranty, but if the road is damaged because of the equipment that comes in, we could just put down one layer of asphalt this year and hold off putting down a final layer until next year if we could get Northeast Asphalt to agree to that. And they've always been great to work with, so
Then we'd only have literally one property owner, maybe two by the end of the fall if the second house gets built. But everybody else is kind of like Gelb, and I think he's the only one who lives past that turn there.
Hopefully we have some good information on Monday, and then based on that I can communicate to the contractor, our needs, and go from there.
Cool. If not, they have to wheel. They have to bring the cement in via wheelbarrow.
With board assistance.
Yep, and dig it. And dig it hand by hand.
I have touched on St. Joseph Street reconstruction, but if you've been out there, the base has been placed. All the curb and gutter has been poured for the most part. We did stage a number of driveways to allow residents and businesses to get in and out. Right now they're pouring sidewalk.
I saw that yesterday.
By the end of this week, they should be done. And then the plan is the general contractor, their excavating crew, their road building crew will come in and fine shape the base, and Northeast Asphalt will get in there and pave.
Wow. Beautiful. And it's going well. Obviously.
It's going really well. Yeah, they've been impressed with Carl Bauer's construction. They were able to get their subs right in behind them. Typically there's that lag a week or two, and the project sits idle, and people get a little upset because there's nothing going on, but they're right on schedule.
Well,
were you able to salvage any of that sidewalk up towards Webster?
No, unfortunately, no. Well, we put in a wider walk on the north side and on the south side, and the proposed grades and the layout of the roadway didn't accommodate that. So, Oakwood Avenue. That project is on schedule as well. Dorner Construction is the contractor on that project. They have put sanitary sewer in from Green to the top of the hill, which I believe is Summit, near Summit. And now they're working from Mission south the other direction, back to Summit. There's a high point. Is somebody here? Okay. After the sanitary sewer has been installed, then they'll, in that same area, put in water main. And we've been told that they're going to add a second crew, so that will help expedite things. But they're on track, so.
I walked through there the other morning, and talk about activity and trucks. And there's a lot going on, and especially south of Mission. You know, north of there, not so much yet, but yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on St. Joseph Street. WPS was in there setting poles. The subcontractor was in there pouring sidewalk. AT&T or Charter was in there adjusting handholds. There are four different parties in there working at the same time.
So with WPS, they couldn't put the utilities underground on a project like that?
It would have been at our cost, and considerable cost, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they doing over here near the Baptist Church? Just power lines?
They just clearing? Replaced a line over there? Did some repair work?
Well, there has been
there is an accident, I think.
The pole? Pole.
That's right near my house.
Yeah. Okay. They took down that huge cottonwood or it was in somebody's yard.
Yep. I think a car hit it like Friday or Saturday night, and they were there and Sunday or Saturday, and they just had to hold it up. They were too busy with other storms.
Oh, yeah, there was like a front end loader or something.
Yeah, they just clamped it and held it up.
Yeah.
And they said they'd get it Monday.
Wow. That would
hold this. Yeah. Here, I'll be right back.
I would like to compliment a couple people on the reconstruction project, the water utility crew of Mike Malik and his guys have been out there inspecting the installation of the water main. Jeff Pietti's been overseeing all of the projects, and they've been doing a great job.
Good.
Yeah. Let's talk about the street repair project. That will open next week, Monday. Jeff and I had put together a contract 1 month ago. It's out to bid. We're hopeful that we have at least two bidders, typically speaking, that would be Northeast Asphalt and MCC.
And is that for this year? Or?
That's for this year.
Okay.
The street repair project consists of mill and overlay of Beaupré, rehabilitation, pulverizing the existing pavement and repaving on Woodrow and Brookridge.
Yep.
From Dolphin to Libel and Warren Court. That's a full reclaim. That's a reconstruct from Riverside Drive east to
Ducharme.
Ducharme.
Yep.
You'll say Delahunt, but that's south end.
Question for you. You know how last year for St. Mary's at the end of the year, you had people, the
skin,
crews come in and
skin patch.
Yeah. Is there an opportunity to do something on East Briar Lane between Clay and pretty much
Webster?
Pretty much Libel, actually.
Yeah.
It's going east from there.
Okay.
Especially between Clay and Delahunt. The potholes are about this deep, and when you hit, it's hitting.
I have driven that with Jeff. I'd gotten a call from a resident on East Briar. Drove it again today. Our intent is if there's some money left over from the repair project that we address the worst part of that roadway. And we thought it was from Webster to Delahunt. Maybe it was Delahunt to Clay. But yeah, we're going to do everything we can to temporarily improve that roadway, maintain that roadway.
Yeah, St. Mary's has held up, it seems like.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
And there are imperfections between Delahunt and Libel. They're not as bad. The worst is in between Clay, or probably Webster and Delahunt.
Delahunt, yes.
Yeah.
We're,
but yeah, that would be
that
good.
Would be our intent. There's some money left over. Not the entire roadway, but
yep.
A lane here, a few hundred feet, a lane here, 200 feet on the north side, and do our best just to band-aid it, yeah, maintain it, yeah.
Okay.
That's our cheaper alternative to controlling speed.
end of this week, early next week, we'll be working on putting together finalizing plans for Blackhawk Drive and the trail project, Old River Condominium Trail Project. Get that out, put together plans, specs, and contract and get that bid as soon as possible. At a minimum, we need to get that trail built by middle of November, and we do need to repair Blackhawk Drive from Libel about 200 feet east of, roughly speaking, that midpoint of that curve. So we're hopeful that there are a number of handful of contractors out there looking for some fall projects, but not very optimistic because a lot of communities are now pushing work to next year because of contractor availability. But
any
get it out.
Those condos, Old River, one unit or two unit combo is complete, and the other one's getting close, I think. I don't know if they've had any luck selling.
Yeah, I think there is. I thought they had one sold, but it's maybe the single unit.
About a month ago before I went on vacation, or a week and a half, put out an RFP for the repair of our standby and received those. Sit down with Mike Malik, we'll score those, and we'll hire a consultant to put together the plans and specs, and we'll get that out to bid. With a completion date of next year, we'll get a bigger window of opportunity for a contractor to get that done. Hope would be maybe to get it. Possibility could get done this fall, most likely next year. It would make the more sense if it is done next year. We can then kind of kill two birds with one stone, repair and then inspection of that reservoir. So.
Is that the one at Webster?
Yep.
Because there was like, some freezing issues in there,
yes,
in the past and stuff.
Yeah. Bethel Baptist Pond Project, Been in discussions with McMahon. They have completed topo for that project. a few years ago, the design was done. They went out to do some topo to make sure that things haven't changed. I have retained a soils geotechnical firm to go out and take some soil borings that will get done next week or the week after, and then we'll finalize our design, and that will go out to bid with that being completed fall next year. It might be a good for opportunity for a contractor to do some work this winter, and they can do the excavating of the pond this winter and finish the project next year.
I see the brewery project. They're moving a lot of dirt around. They've got some stuff going on. So,
stopped there this afternoon. Talked to somebody from the Lears, the construction manager. It indicated that they were waiting to get approval of their rebar. They've gotten that now, and they're waiting for the rebar to get manufactured and then delivered to site. They're hopeful within the next few days, and they can start pouring the foundation.
Any word on the soil condition cleanup? Good news, bad news, no news?
I don't think anything that's
has
been
changed.
Yeah. They're not hauling out as much as what they initially thought, which is good.
Yeah.
Okie doke. A
couple other things, real quick. Yeah, a couple minutes, keep it short.
Yeah.
I wanted to just quickly inform you of some street patching that our public works crews had completed recently. This is a picture of a patch that we had completed a couple weeks ago at Custer Court. This is something new something that we haven't done in some time.
Many years.
And
do we have newer expertise or?
No, I think Brad can talk about the continuous improvement, but you know, we're by you know, implementing that process, we're hopeful that we can do more of this in the future. We can become more efficient, and because we become more efficient, there are newer things that we can take on, or things that we had done in the past that we hadn't done in some time, and this is one of those activities, and. The guys have done a great job. This is just one example. We've done three so far. I got some more pictures here. Here's a patch that we did at Alloway Ave and Woodrow Way, a bigger patch,
Oh, yeah.
A little bit more high profile, but this shows the process of which we patch the roadway. We come in and saw cut with a saw, a clean edge. And we come in with a front end loader with forks and haul the old asphalt away.
So do we have a steamroller?
Oh, get there. after we've cut the asphalt and removed it, then we'll come in. We have millings at the farm. We'll bring some millings in, compact to fill in any voids, compact that area, and get it ready for asphalt. We'll take one of our dump trucks. So there's a steamroller. We'll take a dump truck. We'll go over to Northeast Asphalt and get a load of hot mix.
Really?
And we'll dump shovel that hot mix in the roadway, and then we'll rake it. And then we stole a roller from the Parks Department.
Which we took from the Street Department. And
oh, really?
Thanks to Dave Disher and John Jarovic, they said, hey, let's not get rid of it. I think it's 1973.
Just broken in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you do two lifts, like a binding and a wearing.
Yep, on that particular patch, because it was larger, we did put down two lifts, binder and a surface. And we're experimenting with mixes right now. The first one we did, I haven't shown a picture of that, but it was at Floral. We went with a thinner mix. It's called a 5LT, but that doesn't really mean anything to you. But it's a finer aggregate, a little bit easier to work. On this particular patch, we went with a larger aggregate, a 4LT. It will hold up better to the traffic that you're going to have here.
So for both lifts, or is the bottom a 4, the first lift's a 4, and then the next one's a 5?
On a roadway project, you'll have two different materials, but this is we're still experimenting. We're trying to find the best way, the most efficient way of patching these in-house. Mm-hmm. We've used the 5LT 3-inch lift on this in this particular case. We would two-inch lifts with the 4LT with the bigger aggregate. On our street reconstruction projects, we've got two different mixes. We have the binder would be a 3LT, even bigger aggregate, with the 4T, with the finer aggregate, with the smoother ride. So this is the 4LT, two lifts.
How long does it take to do something like that?
We do it in stages. When guys have a couple hours at the end of the day, they'll go and cut it. If there's availability later in that week, a couple guys will run out and remove the asphalt. We'll put some cones around it. We've got a few hours the next day. We'll go out and add some gravel and compact it.
Cool.
So it's, the intent is in some cases, you utilize the guys that collect garbage and recyclables. At the end of the day, if they have a couple of hours, they'll go out and cut it.
Yeah, so I'm working on that now, and I realize where it is. It's coming up Alloway Ave.
Here's one at Floral Drive. This is after it's been saw cut and asphalt has been removed. The guys came in here and added some millings. They compacted it, and then they put some cones up. And it may be a few days until we have enough time to come back and pave it. But
cool.
Yeah, it is. It's nice because a patch doesn't wait whole summer. In the past, most recent past, we would have waited and taken care of this under the street repair project. We have a bid item for small patches, but we can get out there when we have availability and take on some, and not have to go an entire summer to get out there and patch it. Because in the meantime, you're adding gravel because it rained and gravel goes all over the street and cars shove it aside. And you get the phone call, hey, when are you going to come in and patch? So,
cool.
So as we become more efficient, hopefully we do more patching.
We have to figure out a way to communicate some of those efforts. I know there's the continuing quality improvement, all that, but, I wouldn't known about it had I not been here, obviously, and I don't know. It's good stuff, creative.
Jim and his guys have done a great job. It's something new to them that they took on. They learned, and they're becoming more efficient at it. So,
any idea if you were to have to go out and buy one of those steamroller, whatever we call them these days, any idea what that machine would cost?
We can find out.
I think it'd be fun to find out and say, hey, look, here's a X $1,000 thing.
Yeah.
And there may be equipment that we buy at the end of this year or early next year to help improve the efficiency of these patches. One of the items I can think of just off the top of my head would be a better saw. One that you walk
by. Yeah, that handsaw doesn't work.
Because they're down cutting with a handsaw where, they make saws that you can walk by.
It's like a big vacuum cleaner or carpet cleaner.
Yes.
So our guys really are handsaw? Mm-hmm.
Hacksaw.
It's
a metal hacksaw.
You're bent over.
We used to call it a
Chinese.
And they're not all that expensive, but Jim and I wanted to hold off before we went out and purchased all this equipment. We wanted to see if we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, based on our experiences, determine, okay, it would really be nice to have a better saw.
It's going to be like a power washer. They're going to go crazy. Cutting stuff all over.
Better rakes, So,
nice. There's more holes to fix.
How long do we hope those patches to last?
7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
Longer than the rest of the road?
Nice job.
So this is a picture, just real quick. We haul the asphalt, the hot mix from the plant. They shovel it in the hole, and then we rake it level. Mm-hmm. And we roll it.
And it stays hot enough?
Yeah. I think all of our trucks have covers on them.
Okay.
Yeah. When that material comes out of the plant, I think it's right around 300 degrees.
Wow. What do you do with excess?
Oh, it goes in a hole down the street in a bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's places.
There's plenty of places for it.
Do we have an agenda item?
Kurt, they probably
for next Tuesday.
Follow your weight loss program there, shoveling that stuff in the hot sun.
I
don't
know. Go ahead. Just throw that up and do that.
And one more.
That would be nice.
This is a good one.
Show this one too.
Yeah, and Brad can talk about this. This so we've, you know, it, with the continuous improvement, we, Brad, you can talk about the brush collection and disposal, and from there were a number of things that came from that. Mm-hmm. One of those areas.
This is a real recent picture. I think
yeah,
I've done
today.
A week today.
Today,
okay, yeah.
And one of the things that came about the you know the continuous improvement, the process of which we disposed of yard waste and brush. This came from that project. And how can we improve the residential yard waste drop off? And we made some slight improvements. Both parks and public works worked together to improve the drop off site. And you know some of the improvements include we along this edge we cut into the berm here. To make it a little bit wider so that when somebody's backed up and dropping off yard waste or grass clippings or brush, there's room to get around and out so that we don't have people waiting and back out to East River Drive. And we had to buy
some. Backed up that much at times.
I sent Sean a picture. I was in line.
Yeah. Didn't you flash your badge and say, hey, cut in here?
And all of this was done by the Parks and Public Works staff. We had mailings from last year's street repair project that we brought in after we cut out part of this berm. And
where did you get the concrete?
We purchased those what was it?
County Concrete.
One of the other concrete firms. Relatively inexpensive when they have concrete that they haven't used at the end of the day. They build
great
those.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. We had them delivered. The intent here is to build to have the compartments on the north side. The brush over here that you see will be over here, and have the drive aisle over here, and then they would go out this way. To facilitate that, to also facilitate that, we move this shed on the other side so that people can get through. If somebody's parked here dropping off brush, that they can get through and get to the yard waste drop-off area. We moved the gate. We got rid of some old fence. Boy, there were a number of things.
It doesn't even look like a dump anymore.
We moved the electronic appliance drop-off area to create more space in here. So, and this may become the permanent layout, but we've hired Robert E. Lee to do some topo so that we can, you know, put together a permanent layout. And this might be the permanent layout, but
see how it works. Huh?
We'll see how it works, but the intent would be to continue to work through this process. And Brad could talk about hours of operation and whether or not you need staffing and the future cameras. And
so we're still working on all that right now. Yeah,
because the hours are always staffed at this point.
At this point, they're all staffed, and could we get to a point where it's open virtually 24 hours a day? You know, what the thought is, people put it at their curb because we do pick it up because they can't get down there because of the hours. If they can get down there, then that's less that we have to do, so we can focus on street projects. So that's kind of the rolling snowball.
Well, Green Bay, they've got a drop-off site off of North Military. And I think that's open. I don't know if it's 24 hours, but it's not staffed.
I think it's, isn't it Dusk to Dawn?
That's right, what it is. And I don't, there could be cameras, I haven't really noticed, you know, but.
Ashwaubenon, I believe, is 24/7.
A lot of communities are,
DePere
is Dusk to
Maybe
Dawn.
Dusk to Dawn.
Dawn till Dusk.
Yeah, I don't think it's Dusk to Dawn.
Dawn that would be
totally overnight.
Only overnight.
Sorry.
Midnight acquisitions.
Just to kind of fill you in a little bit, too, to try to help educate the residents why we are doing what we're doing. As they're going and picking up brush, they'll leave a note behind, and we picked it up this time, but in the future, if you would please do it this way. And why we didn't pick it up is because you threw all your leaves, your grass, everything, garden waste, within your brush, and we can't do that because we're not going to pick that up because we have to haul that all the way out to Dana and Jansen to the quarry. So we're trying to educate the people to make sure you're separating your materials. And when we had the tub grinder come down, I made a video with them because it's showing good product is going to be used for playground chips available for the residents and landscaping the village. The chips that are somewhat and green or the real small twigs and stuff, they get all the way for fuel. So we're reusing the sources versus putting them into a landfill. So it's trying to do that education aspect. There is a purpose behind this.
Well-intended, but they don't understand what's right. Brush and what's branches and what's garden and what's... Yep. Well, green grass, you would think you could pay that part out. But so a guy down there last week, I didn't know Porsche made a pickup truck. It was about a 1985 Porsche 916 hatchback kind of thing. He must have 10 big garbage bags in there. And I looked at him and I said, I didn't know they made a pickup truck. He said, well, you know, he bought it new. And he's...
Really?
How old he is. But yeah.
Wow.
It's a raise there all the... Well, I've seen him there a number of times, you know. Nice old guy with a red Porsche hauling his stuff out.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. I mean, it's all coming from the continuous improvement and getting staff involvement to help guide and lead us to the right direction.
Good thinking.
Yeah, that would be nice to add to the agenda. Just a quick example, I
think. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Can do that.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying